And Eastman Kodak, the troubled photography industry giant, stopped making digital cameras almost a year ago, but soon consumers will see the brand on shelves once more, thanks to an agreement that licenses the Kodak name to another company. Kate O'Connell of member station WXXI has more.
You may start noticing the Kodak brand on digital products in the next few months, but they'll be designed and manufactured by JK Imaging. Kodak spokesperson Krista Gleason says the deal shows that despite the company's highly publicized financial problems, the name still has business value.
This is good news because it reinforces the strength and value of the Kodak brand worldwide, including in the consumer space.
Pete Canalicchio dispenses advice on branding for consulting company The Blake Project. He says Kodak's move carries a little risk.
Whenever you give your brand to someone else, you're risking that third party may do some things with your brand that would not be good for the brand. They may diminish the equities of the brand.
Kodak's Krista Gleason says the company has been licensing its brand to several other companies for years. The global agreement will see the first camera products on the shelves by the second quarter of this year. JK Imaging got its start in 2005. The company didn't answer requests for interviews, but in a statement they described the partnership with Kodak as, quote, a natural fit for the two companies. The terms of the agreement have not been disclosed. For NPR News, I'm Kate O'Connell in Rochester, New York.